This is Holy Land Moments with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
One of my fondest childhood memories is the presence of a tzedakah box, a charity box in our home. Every day, my brother and my sisters, and myself, of course, were encouraged to contribute whatever we could to help the less fortunate. You see, the tradition of charity has been part of the Jewish faith since the time of Abraham. In Genesis 18:19, God says, "For I have chosen that he may command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice." The Hebrew word for charity is tzedakah. That has a very different connotation from our customary idea of charity as generosity and goodwill. In Hebrew, the word means righteousness, justice, or fairness, and that's how it's often translated in many Bibles. In the Jewish tradition, giving to the poor is not viewed so much as some generous, noble act, but as an act of justice and righteousness, the right thing to do, what's expected of us. According to Jewish law, we are required to tithe or give one-tenth of our income to the poor, a practice that many Christians also follow. Our obligation to perform tzedakah can be fulfilled in a variety of ways, even without money, helping in hospitals, synagogues, or educational institutions, even by supporting our elderly parents. Caring for others, particularly the less fortunate, has always been a cornerstone of both our faith traditions, and one in which we are united through the Fellowship's many programs and ministries.
Thousands of Jewish families, children, and elderly Holocaust survivors in Israel and the former Soviet Union live in shocking poverty and are unable to afford a single meal. Find out how you can help them during this Passover season at HolyLandMoments.ca.